in the holiday spirit, I wanted to tell you a quick story of holiday love and all the trauma that can come from that. 2 years ago today, I was engaged, got married in August, and thank you. My lovely wife is over there. So to propose to her, I had this grand scheme that I would bring us back to where we had our first date and everything was going to be beautiful and everything, and her mother got in the way, and I had to change my plans. So I was going to get out of work early, but then my boss got in the way, and I had to change my plans. So I rush to where we're from, which is from Baltimore to Rochester, New York, in the middle of a snowstorm, to make it to a Broadway showing of Mamma Mia, where I was going to propose. We go to the show, and I have the ring in my pocket, and I'm nervous because it's just jingling in my pocket the whole time, and I'm hoping my wife doesn't realize that I have it. We go through intermission. I sit down back next to her. She's searching my pockets at this point as she sits next to me to see if I have the ring because I'm obviously acting a little more nervous than usual. The show ends. We come out, and the way that it works is that there's two exits, and in between they form this little space. And I pull my wife aside, and I look her in the eye, and I say, "Do you promise to take me for a lifetime?" And she says, "You're a hot mess." So I said, "Do you promise to take this hot mess for a lifetime?" And she takes a deep breath, and she goes, "Yes." And I jab her in the shoulder and say, "Great," and start walking towards the door. Now, at this point, as you can probably imagine, she's a little agitated with me. And certain words that can't be said in front of children are coming out of her mouth. And she's walking away from me towards the stairs because we were in the mezzanine. And I decided I was going to get loud, so I started saying, "Where are you going? Where do you think you're going? Why are you running away from me?" And I'm getting louder and louder and louder. And the people behind me, for some reason, have decided they're not going to walk past me anymore. They've gotten to that point where they're just going to let this happen. So she goes down the stairs to the landing, and I'm at the top of the landing and go, "Why would you run away from me and this?" And at which point I've taken out the ring and I'm holding it at the top of the stairs, and she turns around, and I don't even think she saw me. I think tears just started coming out of her eyes, and I slowly walk down the stairs and I get on my knee and I whisper to her, "Will you marry me?" And she mutters, "Yes." She takes the ring, and we head to McDonald's because we'd missed dinner because, of course, my plans had to be changed, and had the most horrific fries ever. We then make it to her parents' house because, of course, she called her mother, who demanded that we immediately show up. We get there, we tell her the news, and her mother responds with, "Yes, one step closer." To what we ask, she replies, "Grandchildren." And since that day and every day from then on, she's maybe the happiest man on the earth. And it's this holiday season that reminds me of that. And I hope our story has brought a little warmth and love to you.
Brian Ray.